Amen.
Amen.
Turn your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7. I appreciate all the prayers and all the things and the kindness and people have done. Continue to pray for us. We're not well, but we're getting better. And we got to see a pulmonary doctor this week, lung specialist. And so you just pray. I'm not dead yet. Amen. So you just pray for us that God will continue to help us. I appreciate all the concern. And I believe as long as I'm able to preach, that I ought to preach. Amen. I know some folks was concerned about that. I've had an unsurmountable number of preachers this morning contact me and praying for me and things, pastors and preachers and missionaries and me some and that was concerned about was I going to try to preach. I said, well, the grace of God and an inhaler I am. Amen. Amen. So the inhaler done been took back here. Now it's grace. Amen. Amen. I appreciate my Lord. I'm glad that he saved me, and I'm glad he sent me to a church that wants to worship God. I appreciate what God's already done, but I know what he's wanting to do. He's wanting to save sinners. Amen. If you look with me in Luke chapter 7, verse 11, I want to read a few verses. And it said, and it came to pass in the day after he went into the city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now, when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her. And so we see a great crowd, a lot's with Jesus and a lot's with her. He said, and when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. Ain't that something to hear from the Savior? And you're following the casket of your son? He looked at her and said, don't cry. Amen. Amen. She'd lost all hope, but he said, can give her some hope. Amen. Verse 14 said, and he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still, and he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak and was delivered unto his mother. And there came great fear on all. And they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God has visited his people. And the rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and through all the region round and about. Father, I pray, God, for just a little bit that you'd help us. Lord, this morning, you know, God, the need in the physical body, but Lord, you know beyond that, Lord, a greater need is a spiritual need. Father, I pray, God, that just for a few minutes, you'd give us voice and strength and ability to preach that, Lord. You woke us in the wee hours of the morning, Lord, and spoke to our heart about this, that you'll speak to the people that's before us, Lord, through this. Father, I pray, God, get glory out of everything that's done and accomplished. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. I want to use this morning a thought out of these scriptures on six men left out, but seven coming back. Six men left out, but seven's coming back. I realize six men being pallbearers, if you will, carrying this young man's body. I want to realize in verses 1 through 10, now you know the Lord Jesus has come into Capernaum, and he's met a centurion there as a man of great faith. That he had come to the Lord Jesus, and he approached him about having a servant that was at the point of death. And the Lord Jesus saw his faith, and he saw his concern and his compassion, and the Lord Jesus saw fit to heal his servant. And my friend, he's leaving out now, and going into verse 11, if you will, he's leaving out from Capernaum, where he's done a great miraculous thing and healed this centurion's servant. He's healed him there, but now he's going into the city of Nain. And what is he doing when he begins to enter in at the gate? He meets a funeral procession. I'm glad to realize every time the Lord Jesus meets a death wagon, I'm talking about things that's fixing to change. changed. Amen. He never left anybody dead where he was at.
Amen.
Amen. Everywhere he went, when he found folks dead, when he left, they was alive. Let me say something to you, sinner, this morning. You come in here dead, but you ain't got to leave dead. You can leave here alive. Notice what happened here, my friend. We'll see some things that took place. Just keep your Bible handy. We're going to go through this and these verses. First of all, you'll see in verse 12, there's a body. There's a dead man. It's easy and evident to know, my friend, what is taking place when you see a funeral procession. Would you say amen? Now, around us and about us, there's dead men. Everywhere we go, they're easily identified by their deeds and lifestyles often. Let me say something to you, but don't give up, my friend, because if the Lord Jesus is still on the throne, I'm glad there's still hope for them that still got breath in their body. Would you say amen? I realize Jesus has met six men coming out, and I'm glad he's fixing to turn this wagon around. Thank God, aren't you glad to know that you met the Lord Jesus? And aren't you glad to know that when you met him, that you were dead? You had a dead body. All you had to give him. And I'm glad, thank God, when you left there, you had something you had never had before, which was life and eternal life. Say amen. I realize we see the dead man right before their eyes. And then we see not only there's a body in verse 12, but then in verse 12 also, there's a bereaved mother. Notice something's happened. All of her hope now has been destroyed. I'm talking about everything she had anticipated for this boy and his life. My friend now was gone. All the hopes and the anticipation that she had of him getting married and having an education and a good life or a family, all that now, her hope's been shattered and took away from her. Let me say something to you. A lot of us let things like, my friend, get in our life and rob us of our joy and let us forget our eyes and our focus off the Lord Jesus. Let me tell you, I'm glad to realize everywhere you go, my friend, things is bad. Everywhere you turn, people are suffering and struggling. But may I say unto you, thank God you'll be glad to know that Jesus is heading your way. Jesus coming from Capernaum, going to Nain. He'd been down to Bowden, Georgia. Thank God, I'm glad I met him. I'm glad, thank God, you're going to meet him this morning. You may not do the right thing when you do, but praise God, I'm glad. Hey, let me tell you, he's wanting to turn you around from where you're headed. I see the body in verse 12. And I see the bereaved in verse 12. Her hope had been destroyed. But then I see in verse 13, thank God, I see the burden of the Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. This mama, all of her hope's destroyed, but I'm glad the deliverer's hope's not destroyed. The Lord Jesus, my friend, don't let death bother him. He don't let death deter him from what he does. Amen. I realize, first of all, Jesus, the Bible said in verse 13, had compassion. I think the church needs to have more compassion and be more concerned about the dead that are around us in sin and trespass. My friend, they're going to face God. We need to get them to where he's at, that he can help them. Say amen. Not only we see he had compassion on them, but I'm glad he said, hey, Jesus interrupted the funeral service. My friend stopped her right in the middle of it and said, I want you to weep not, thank God. Let me tell you something. It's hard to not squall when you're looking at your son laying in a casket. Say amen. And I'm glad he has words of nothing but hope and life, thank God, if you'll listen to him. I don't know, we see the body in verse 12 and the bereaved in verse 12 and the burden of the Savior in verse 13. But we see the bier, or if you will, the coffin in verse 14. Notice we call this death box. It's the only way of traveling. Amen. Six men was opening him. Say amen. You see, I want you to look at this verse 14. Something the Bible says, said those that bear him stood still. When the Lord Jesus wanted two things to happen right here. He wanted them to get their hands off and let him put his hands on.
Amen.
Amen. They was coming out, six coming out. Amen. But I'm glad sevens are going back. I'm glad. Amen. I'll give you a thought to go with that. And if I finish a subtitle, don't bury him yet. Amen. I'm glad to realize all hope was gone. Everything my friend anticipated now looks like we're going to go out and have a committal service, but I'm glad the Lord Jesus saw different. Let me say something to you, sinner. You're in here today. You may live in despair. You may think there ain't no hope for you. You may think you've gone too far. Nothing's happened to you in a long time, but I'm glad the sweet Holy Ghost of God, the high shepherd of heaven, thank God, wants to meet you in the middle of the road. He wants to stop you on your death box. He wants to stop you where you're at. Thank God, send you back alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Realize what he said. He wants your hands off. Stand still. Get your hands off. Stand still. Let me put my hands on. And he spoke. Notice in verse 14. He spoke directly to the dead man. That's pretty fascinating to me. Telling folks it's in a funeral service to don't cry. It's kind of flabbergasting to think in the natural sense. Say amen. But look at that in a spiritual light. He's wanting her to know that there's something going to happen she can't see yet. He's going to do something that you can't see yet, church. Yeah. Amen. I realize, he said to this young man, he said, I say unto thee, arise. That's all he had to say. He didn't go through no sermon, no speech, no long prayer. He didn't do no kind of heebie-jeebie nothing. The Bible says that he spoke to him. Amen. Don't you know? Now, this is a weird situation if you're in that funeral. Now they've left, my friend, but hey, that crowd that's following him out of Capernaum, they done seen what he can do. That's why they're following him. But this other crowd, my friend, ain't seen what he can do yet, and that's why they're following his mother. Sick men coming out, but I'm glad seven's going to go back. Aren't you glad? Don't bury them yet. I said, don't bury them yet. As long as there's hope and life in them. I said, thank God there's a Savior. Thank God there's hope for them. Amen. Amen. Notice what happened now in verse 15. Notice verse 15, what's happened. You see that something took place now that he spoke to him. Now two things had to take place. The dead man had to sit up. Amen. Notice what it says, that he sat up. Now, he had to respond to what Jesus said. Sinner, you're going to have to respond to what Jesus says to you. You can lay in that death box, that coffin, if you want to in your life, and go all the way to the end lost without God. Or you can respond and something will happen to you. You'll never get over, thank God. He spoke to the deaf man, and he had to sit up to make response. But not only that, my friend, he had to speak up. Amen. And make a declaration. What's he saying? He's letting them know I'm alive. Amen. Your response. Say amen. Amen. Hey, sinner, I know you in here. Holy Ghost of God done had the crosshairs on you all morning since this choir got up. Holy Ghost done had the crosshairs. He knows, my friend, if there's somebody come in here in a coffin spiritually dead, but he wants you to leave out of here with life, thank God. Amen. Hey, my friend Jesus met six men are coming out, but I'm glad he sent seven men back in, thank God. Hey, how about it this morning? Wouldn't you want to be that seventh man to get saved by the grace of God today? Amen. Response and declaration. He sat up when Jesus said, arise. He had to respond to that. Amen. Amen. Sat up, and then he had to speak of what the Lord Jesus had done. He couldn't say nothing coming out, but he had plenty to say going back in. Amen. Amen. He spake. Not only see that, but in verse 16, I'm going to give you this. And thank God, at last but not least, is the blessing declared. The blessing's declared. Say amen. Notice what happened. You have to see that this godly fear came. It said to all. Godly fear came to all. Respect, reverence, recognition to see what Jesus had done right before their eyes. Maybe some of y'all got up this morning, come running to the altar. Say amen. The Holy Ghost said for you to come, and he done something for you when you came, if you did what he said, do. Say amen. You know what happened? When the Holy Ghost speaks to a man, a woman, or a boy or a girl, my friend, they'll have to recognize. They'll have to respond. They'll have to, my friend, do something. Amen. I'm glad to realize when you go back like you came, you didn't do nothing when you got here. Hey, let me tell you, Jesus will send you back a different route than you came. We see it as godly fear came, but then it said when the godly fear came, reverence and recognition came, then it said they glorified God. Ain't no shout gonna break out, my friend, when dead folks is everywhere. I've been in a couple of, I preached a funeral several years ago for an old deacon, and they like to shouted me down, preached me to death at his funeral. And somebody said, I ain't never been to no funeral like that. I'm talking about I ain't neither, but I sure did like it. Amen. He lived the life. He had the testimony. And I got to preaching, talking about being in meeting, and I got to preaching what God had given me to preach. Next thing I know, his brother jumped up over yonder shouting. And in a few minutes, his son over here on this side jumped up, started shouting. Next thing I know, we went into a funeral. We was at a camp meeting. Amen. Folks was shouting all over the house. I mean, we had church. Amen. That old man would have been tickled to death where he could have sit up in that box, clapped his hand, and shouted glory. Let me tell you something to you. Hey, you may have come in here in bad shape, but you ain't got to leave in bad shape. You may have come in here downtrodden and discouraged. You ain't got to leave like that. You may have come in here lost, the dead man being carried. But I'm glad, thank God, you carried, my friend, by the grace of God. You carried through the prayers of the saints. You carried through, my friend, the goodness of God. And I'm telling you right now, the Lord Jesus wants you to respond and, my friend, make declaration and get up and leave here. Thank God, as the seventh man, hallelujah, going out, rejoicing, thank God. Realize godly fear came. They glorified God. But last but not least, don't you look in verse 16, something it says, said that, my friend, that the people that had risen among them and that God had visited his people. A lot of people put a lot of stock, and I understand it, about the preacher coming to visit. Or a deacon coming to visit, or somebody coming to see. But you ain't never had nothing happen to you like when he comes and sees you. He don't miss any. He don't lay out. Ain't no one of them, he don't know right what they need when he gets there. And I'm saying something to you. Come get us a verse, Brother Cody. There ain't nobody in this building this morning that the Lord Jesus ain't done something for you. He's blessed you in a mighty way. Would you say amen? Amen. Are you saved? Say amen. Amen. Have you been blessed? Say amen. Amen. You know the biggest blessing this mother had? She had great joy in the memory of what that boy had been when she had him. Oh, happy day. Say amen. When he was born, she had a son. My, how she had to feel. That first time he took a step. My, that's my boy. Great memories and great things of joy she had with him. But now he's gone. Now he's gone. But I'm glad the Lord Jesus hadn't give up on him. All her hope was gone. But I'm glad, thank God, there was still hope for him because there was a risen Savior. Aren't you glad to know? Aren't you glad to know that my friend God still visits his people? Stand with us. Amen. Stand with us. I'm glad he's visited us this morning. Sing, brother, whenever you're ready. Just like you are. Just like you are. Six men met Jesus toting a body. You and I need to be the burden bearers. We need to carry those people to where the Lord Jesus can cross paths with them. Come pray for them. Lay before the God of heaven and make petition known that you know that their condition's dead. The disease they had conquered them. May I say to you, death's a coming to us all. But I'm glad, thank God, because of the resurrection, we can live. This young man sat up and spake. He had something to tell him that he'd met the Lord Jesus. He coming out, couldn't say a word, do a thing, but he was setting up a talking when he went back in. Six men came out, but I'm glad the Lord Jesus saw that seven came back in. What a day of rejoicing for that mama now. Her son's had a second chance, a new life, a new birth. I'm glad that'll make more joy for a mama and daddy to see a child born again than the first birth did. God has visited his people. He visited this morning in Sunday school. He visited this morning in song. He visited this morning through sermon. He's visiting right now through the Holy Spirit. Oh my, my. What an old church hymnal. Just like you are, won't you come? That's good, brother. Amen. Anybody have a word or announcement?